Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
You might be finding it difficult to muster much gratitude in these difficult times when families are far apart and millions of us are grieving. But maybe we can find some hope in two people from Oklahoma. Aaliyah Shimi is executive director of the Tulsa Metropolitan Ministry, an interfaith coalition. She is a Muslim. And Aaliyah, welcome to Here Now.
Very nice to speak with you. Thank you for having us.
Sure. And Rabbi Abby Jacobson leads the Emmanuel Synagogue in Oklahoma City. She is president of the Interfaith Alliance of Oklahoma. Welcome to you.
Thanks for having us.
And one of the reasons that this has been such a tough year is that people need community. And I know that both of you have been publicly urging your communities to worship virtually and not in person because of COVID. So Aaliyah, how are you navigating that? Because for so many people, it's just not the same.
I mean, especially within my faith tradition, right? Our worship is supposed to be standing shoulder to shoulder, side to side, and in a very physical prayer, right? That's what our services look like as Muslims every Friday. And so for the safety of our community, we have to be flexible. And what I say to others is, God understands. You know, religion is not there to be rigid, to put you in a box. It's there as a way of life. And, you know, there's flexibility to be able to help with the times with everything that we're dealing with.
Rabbi, how are you handling that with your community, with people who are just so tired of this pandemic, so tired for having to do everything remote and not in person in community with others, especially during a worship service?
We have been fully virtual since March, and it means that we've had to do Passover, a tremendously communal holiday of meals in homes together with family on Zoom. And I can't pretend that this is okay, and I can't pretend that it's the same. And all I can say to them is, yeah, it's terrible. I agree with you. I hate praying at my computer screen, and I can't wait until we can all be back together again. And obviously that doesn't mean that the best choice right now is to go back in person, which would be a dangerous choice and which would be, you know, winning a battle to lose a war. At the same time, and I am not naturally disposed to sunny optimism. I tend to be more Eeyore and less Winnie the Pooh. But it also occurs to me, because I'm trying so hard not to waste this year of my life and my children's lives by just lamenting every day that it's terrible, how much would I have paid a year ago to have people clamoring to get in our doors? Where a year ago, most houses of worship were worried about filling them.
Well, when I hear you talk, Rabbi, it just makes me think that maybe what we're talking about here is limiting or changing our understanding of what it means to be grateful.
I feel, just as a religious Jewish person, I feel that my life is a gift from God. And as just a person, it would be a terrible shame to waste any resource. I save water, I don't use plastic straws, I turn lights off when I'm not in the room. Why would I waste my own time? And if all that means is deciding to take a minute and look at anything positive I have, it's worth the effort.
Aaliyah, on the issue of gratitude, bear with me for just a minute here, if you will. I spoke recently with the actor Michael J. Fox. I know there's a point to this. This is a guy who's known for his optimism, even as he struggled with despair in recent years. He told me that the way that he pulled himself out of darkness through health crises is through gratitude, that it was gratitude that saved him and pulled him up. I wonder what you think about that.
Well, I mean, prior to COVID hitting the United States, last August, I was diagnosed with late stage cancer. And trying to navigate that journey, and I gave myself a couple of days with my family, and I said, we're going to take these couple of days and we're going to grieve and we're going to put a plan in place. And then I need everybody to be hopeful around me if I'm going to beat this thing. And the more I looked at it through my journey, my interfaith family, as I called them, every single time I went for treatment, I had rabbis, shaman, preachers, priests, imams. I had people from different communities who just surprised me while I was going through my 5.5 hour treatments, who would come and sit with me and pray with me. And yes, it was upsetting that I was diagnosed with cancer, but you know what? It brought me closer together with my larger interfaith family. It brought me closer together with my community. And so seeing that silver lining in that, and just knowing that the people around me at St. Francis while I was being treated, they were just in disbelief when they saw priests and rabbis coming in to pray for me. And that struck up conversations with other cancer patients around me. What's going on, right? As I'm speaking to you now, I have my father who I just brought home from the hospital, and he is in the next room with hospice nurses taking care of him at the end of his life journey. So just being grateful that we have those healthcare workers who are able to have him pass here under his terms with his family surrounding him, you know, just knowing that even though we are all going through situations, we are all going, you know, we are all depressed, we are all upset, we are all trying to make, you know, heads or tails of this situation, we have to give ourselves the time to grieve and to be upset. But I can't just do that. I have 5 children that I also have to take care of, and I have to take care of my mother, and I have, you know, I have several other responsibilities I have. Just last week, 3 separate people I know lost loved ones because of COVID. One lost a husband, one lost a mother-in-law, and one lost a brother, right? You know, and just like Rabbi Abbey said, I can't pretend that it's okay. It's not okay. None of this is okay. But we are going to get through it one way or another. And if we listen to the science, if we listen to the advice of those who are the people who know how to deal with this better than us, maybe we might be okay on the other end of this, right? Maybe we'll get through this somehow.
Before I let you both go, I want to give you a chance to go out on an optimistic note, because this is what you're getting at right now. This is exactly the point you're trying to make. As you sit down at your table this week, and you sit amongst the family and the friends that you are able to see in person, because maybe they're in your pod, what will you tell them is making you happy these days? Rabbi, start with you.
As a rabbi, I get to focus more on being there for people, reaching out to them, and teaching. And those are the things that got me into the rabbinate in the first place. And as a parent and a wife and a daughter, I get to spend less time driving between appointments and more time with my family. And that has been gold. And I would not have wished for it at the price that it's come at the price of so many lives and so much sadness and isolation for people. And in Oklahoma, when someone gives you a compliment that you might not agree with, people say, "I'll take it." So I wouldn't have asked for it. The cost is not worth it, but it is a good thing coming out of a bad thing, and I'll take it.
Leah, what's making you happy?
Just hearing the successes, knowing that, you know, our friends in the medical field, I mean, just seeing the burnout that they're going through. And like I said, I just came home from the hospital, bringing my father home and delivering him into his room to hospice, and just being able to say thank you to each and every medical worker at the hospital, from the doctors to the nurses to the janitors that were cleaning the room. You know, those are the things that were making me happy, even though I'm incredibly sad with the situation that I'm in. So just being grateful.
Aaliyah Shimi, Executive Director of the Tulsa Metropolitan Ministry, and Rabbi Abbey Jacobson, President of the Interfaith Alliance of Oklahoma. Thank you both so much. Wishing you both health and happiness in the year ahead.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.